specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They'll give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehome.com today.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Talking Ryder Cup, we're talking Major League Baseball, we're talking NFL, and of course we're talking college football today. Vote in our poll, theroarfm.com/polls, the Roar mobile app, click the poll tab. What are you most looking forward to this weekend? You know, 73% of people are saying Oregon-Penn State. People are really jacked up for Oregon-Penn State this weekend. So far.
The winner of that game will be... Winner of that game should go be number one, right? Unless maybe Georgia if they beat Alabama.
Perhaps. I would say
if favorites win this weekend, yeah, that may be the number the winner there may go to number one.
I think that would be the would it be the best win in the country so far? Whoever wins the Oregon Penn State game?
Probably.
I would think so. Maybe Ohio State over Texas, even though Texas has not looked.
Well, Texas, yeah, A&M's going to say our win at their win at Notre Dame.
At Notre Dame,
and that's a good one. But
if Oregon wins, I think no doubt.
Without a, yeah, you're right.
On the road,
Ohio State beat Texas at the beginning, like you said. But yeah, that would be the best.
I mean, what are like the narratives? I keep thinking of the narratives on this thing. Like the Penn State big game narrative is the. That's the 58,000-pound gorilla on the back of that program that James Franklin literally cannot ever win these games. Which, I do want to say this. I feel like the response to that is, well, nobody ever wins these games because they're top 10. If you're mad at James Franklin for not winning top 10 games, and you're just mad at him for being like everybody else. And I don't think that's true, but here's the thing. I feel like Penn State should be winning some of these, like against this caliber of team. You know, nobody's mad that James Franklin loses sometimes or even most of the time. People are saying what they're saying about James Franklin because Penn State literally loses all of these. And so that narrative will persist. I think if Penn State beats Oregon, I don't think the narrative goes away, but I think people just stop saying it till the next time with James Franklin. What I've been saying about Oregon, though, that it would put Dan Lanning at 1-3 on the road against ranked teams. And here's what I think we could start saying about Dan Lanning. I don't feel great about it. I'm not even saying I necessarily agree all the way, but I think you could find the evidence to support it. That Dan Lanning is kind of a bully. That he runs up the score against teams that he's way better than. And when he faces light competition, he's not nearly as big and bad. And like, he'll cover a big number like you wouldn't believe. But in these types of games, having a hard time. Like I said, nobody is saying that right now. Nobody's saying anything about Dan Lanning. Everything people are saying about Dan Lanning is all good. He's getting no criticism ever from anyone. But if they don't win this game, then I think there is something to be said for maybe we got to at least acknowledge that Dan Lanning is not a golden boy. That maybe there's something that maybe we've been saying about James Franklin that might also be true of Dan Lanning.
I would say, I mean, and we all have our own opinion on this, not trying to change yours, but if Dan Lanning wins this game, he will have beaten a team that is better than him on a better roster and at their place in a very tough place to play. So I think that would speak volumes for Dan Lanning. If James Franklin wins this game, he's supposed to win this game because he has a better roster and is at home, but it doesn't mean it's not an impressive win. I mean, I think this is a big, big, big game, not only in the Big Ten, but also nationally.
I'm looking.
Goes without saying.
Right. I'm looking at the schedules, and Penn State is going to be, based on the way teams have looked so far, they'll be underdogs at Ohio State. So if they lose this game, you're thinking, okay, probably like a two-loss Penn State. You're still probably going to the playoff as a two-loss Penn State. If you do what you're supposed to do, which James Franklin has been very good at doing what he's supposed to do. He does not step on rakes. Look at Oregon's schedule remaining. The toughest game left for Oregon might be Indiana at home. Coming off the open date next week, their road games are at Rutgers. You know what? It's not. They have USC at home and at Washington at the end of the season. I think at Washington will be sufficiently difficult. We'll see.
That's
some
another
things.
Team we're going to learn about this weekend too.
That's right. We're gonna know a little bit more about Washington, but Oregon is going to be favored in every game going to the end of the season. So if they win, you're staring down the barrel of potentially 12-0 again. And a Big Ten title berth again for Oregon.
If Washington were to upset Ohio State this weekend, and I don't think they will, but if they were to upset Ohio State, then my goodness, the Big Ten is like figure that conference out.
Oh yeah, no,
because you're not factoring nobody's factoring Washington into anything right now.
Nobody's factored in USC either. That's one.
That's another one, man.
List of teams that we got to find out about. Let me tell you something. I said this is the game in our contest. I said this. I don't feel great about the spot for Southern Cal because you're going two time zones east where, I'll just quote the stat again, since 2013, USC is 0-13 straight up and 1-12 against the spread in the Eastern or Central time zones. It is it has been a disaster when they have gone east for now 11, 12 seasons. We're talking about a dozen years of sample, okay? You could run into a couple. I mean, it just it defies logic that USC would struggle that mightily. And you're doing that at 9 a.m. local, 12 Eastern, 11 Central at Illinois. But you're also doing it against a team with a majorly beat-up secondary and a massively bruised ego after what happened last week against Indiana. So how do you respond to that? How does USC respond to that? How does Illinois respond to that? Is Illinois able to bully USC physically? Because physically, they haven't faced any team remotely close to what Illinois can do on the lines of scrimmage. I'm fascinated by this. If USC goes there and pounds them, if it's like 42-17 or something like that, then we have to start taking them seriously, don't we? I mean, I don't think the loser of Penn State, Oregon gets knocked out of that initial group.
No.
But USC may separate itself and be its own group too. If they go in and really handle business this week at Illinois, or maybe USC and Indiana are in that second group, and it's Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon in some order in the first group. Unless Washington beats Ohio State, which I looked this morning. In fact, I need to look again. I looked this morning at this line, and the line had bumped back up. Remember yesterday we said it went from 9.5 to 7.5? I saw it at 8.5 this morning. Let's see where it is right now. It is at... Checking. Okay, it's back to 9.5. The spread is back to 9.5. So people are betting it back. So the thing got bet way down. People were taking Washington, and now folks have sort of pumped it back up in Ohio State's favor. So it's sort of, we've had a double reset of expectations maybe for this game. By the way, update from the Ryder Cup. Three matches are underway. I don't think the fourth one may have started just now. They may be playing number one. McIlroy, Lowry, Burns, Cantley, yeah, they're playing number one right now. Rom Straka up one on Scheffler Spahn. They're playing number four, and the other two matches are even. So Europe already with a 3-1 lead and leading in one of the four matches that are underway in Friday four ball at Bethpage Black. Let's go to Russell, who's up with us next on the phones. What's up, Russell?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
I just wanted to ask you a question about Dabo. And personally, I feel like he's going through a midlife crisis right now. You know, at the first press conference, he was being arrogant, begging people to be like, hey, tell us we suck. Tell us we suck. The second press conference, he gave us a history lesson about all we do is win as Clemson. Like, in the past 10 years, we won 8 out of 10 ACC championships. Now, in the third one, he's crying. I mean, what's going to happen this week? Next week, technically. We got a bye week now. But, like, what's going on? Is he just sad? And personally, also, another side note, as a proud American, I cannot be more disappointed and ashamed of America right now in this Ryder Cup. And I just want y'all to know that.
Russell, I'm with you, man. They got to play better. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I mean, I love my country, but I think these golfers need to love the country a little more right now.
If you were the head coach of a team that everyone and their brother predicted to go to the playoffs and compete there, and you've done it, you've been involved with the sport since you were 16 years old, would you be disappointed? Would you be happy right now? Yeah, I think he's miserable. I think he's terribly unhappy with football. I don't think he is unhappy in life. I think he's terribly unhappy. I hope he's unhappy. I know I'm unhappy. You know, I mean, like I would question if he's not happy, if he is happy.
This, what you just said, I think is the principal change. You know, the caller the last hour said, Clark, he said, you know, what would you do if you were Dabo? To me, there has to be perpetual unhappiness and dissatisfaction in that building. How, the principal question that Dabo Swinney has to be asking himself is, how do we turn that into winning energy going forward this season? Because that is not an easy thing to do. Unhappiness points fingers, and unhappiness sulks, and unhappiness pouts, and unhappiness has a woe is me attitude. And that's why I say it's hard for me to know how you do it. I've never had to lead an organization of hundreds of people that every single one of them is perpetually unhappy, and we're trying to accomplish a goal in 2 months, and I just need you to pretend until we get happy again.
At the same time, I also believe that he truly believes that they're going to turn this around. Doesn't change what's already happened, but he believes in his process as much as anything on the planet. Now, the question that you got to ask yourself, and that I'm sure he's asking himself, you know, in terms of the process, like, you go over to the BMW plant, they believe in their process on how to build an X5 or whatever they're building. You know, I mean, it's a process. They believe if I do this same thing every time, I'm going to get the desired result. The process has to change when the end result changes. You know, their process is probably not the same for every vehicle they build. And so that's where it's kind of uncharted territory for him, really. How much does your process change because now what can be produced has changed?
That's a great point. I mean, if you think about it like building a car, if a process that has successfully put out luxury vehicles all of a sudden starts putting out clunkers over and over and over again, then there will be a crisis. I mean, that is going to be a crisis at BMW, to your point. That will be a crisis.
And you have to evaluate your process at that point, right?
That's exactly right, 100%. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more updates from around the world of college football. We've got some injury updates, too, in some of these big games we'll get to. We'll also go back to the phone. Stay with us. Hour two continues right after this.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Harrison's is the home of Work Western and WOW! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to WOW on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to WOW any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Kwok, I was talking about processes and BMW and their assembly line earlier. You know who needs and uses industrial motor service in Anderson? BMW. Because if they have you, how about that transition?
That's beautiful. Okay, I like the approving nod. Like I'm picking up what you're putting down there, sir.
You know, if they had an electric motor go bad in one of their lines, it could shut down the entire line. So if pumps, motors, gearboxes, industrial motor service has you covered, spa pumps, textile manufacturing, farms, automotive, homeowners with pools, They do AC/DC motor repair, servo motors. They have on-site field service, free pickup and delivery in the upstate, 24/7 emergency services. A lot of places run around the clock. They run all night. And if you're, you know, you have an issue at 2 a.m., you can't wait till 8 a.m. the next morning to get that taken care of. You need somebody now, and you need Industrial Motor Service. They have been serving the upstate since 1989. Doug, the owner, started there out of high school, eventually bought the business, and he is very hands-on in the business. And the other thing is, if you don't always have to buy new, they can rebuild and remanufacture motors. They have a machine shop. They can rewind the electric motors, and sometimes that saves you a whole lot of time and money. Check out all their services at industrialmotorservice.com, industrialmotorservice.com.
Go ahead.
I did want to just a quick, I saw this earlier today, just a quick congratulations to Sean Alexander. You remember Sean Alexander?
I do.
Alabama great, Seattle. He's a Seattle Seahawk to me. He and his wife are expecting, Kwok.
Well, that's great. Congratulations to him.
They are expecting their 14th child. They make Philip Rivers look normal. 14th child. They have been married since 2002. Now, unfortunately, they had one child pass away a few years ago at like 70 months, really young. But their oldest is 16. So wow. They're going to have 14 kids in a 17-year period.
All biological.
All biological, as far as I could tell. 10 girls, 3 boys. That's what we all do right there. That breath right there. Like, okay, I've got 3 kids. Three's not that big a deal. 3, 2, doesn't really matter. You drive the same vehicles. You can all fit in a booth in a restaurant. You know, it's like the difference between 2 and 3. Man, I'm highly encouraged. 3's awesome. 14. That means a 15-passenger van is not big enough for your whole family.
So who has to sit in the trailer attached to your car? Do you just have a car attached to the car where you're dragging half your family?
I mean, really, you've got to have one of those, like, airport shuttle buses, right? Just to move your family around.
Hey, I'm trying to get to GSP. Nope, we don't do that. This is our car. Wow, 14 in 16 years? Is the kid going to be 17 by the time? Not that that makes it that much. I mean, you're not getting a ton of breathing room there.
Yeah, and
Doesn't the doctor say, like, just hold on a minute?
And by the way, I think I did say, text were saying 70 months. I said 70 months. I meant 70 days.
Oh, okay.
So, kids' names are Heaven, Trinity, Eden, Joseph, Justice, Temple, Honor, Jedediah. Sorry, Jedediah. You could have been Honor, but
you
no,
could have been Honor.
Jedediah.
Yep.
Torah, Eternity, Hosanna, Hope, and Judea.
Wow. You know, like 3 of those names are are Davis siblings. Like Jeff Davis's kids. You start running into that.
Yeah, and Texture asked if there's any of your twins or triplets. I don't know, but if you start doing the math, like, it almost has to be.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, okay, I'm just going to say
that
this.
That also means that's the most fertile couple in the history of man.
But let's,
because you got to get pregnant on the first try every time.
That's it. And like I said, the body has to recover, Ben. The body has to recover. I was told the body has to recover. There has to be a recovery period.
Does she just go through a drive-through now on like on by the 14th? She didn't even check into the hospital.
Hey, back again. Yeah, great to see. How's the family?
Also, they homeschool?
Wouldn't you?
Well, his wife's got a bigger class than some of the schools around here.
They have to build another school to accept his family. If they move, the per capita, like the school class, what is it? The classrooms, average classroom size, like doubles when they move.
His wife is the only homeschooler who has a teacher's aide. She's got to. She's got to. They're all different ages.
She has a TA.
She's got a couple of them.
Oh, man. Hey, was that your aunt? Nah, that's just my mom's TA. Oh, man. Hank says their OB better name their yacht after them.
No.
Alexander?
Whew. Okay. Does she even need that anymore? I mean, she's pretty much got this thing mastered.
Yeah, she's like, I'll take it from here. Yeah. About kid nine, you start
your
to be able to do your
no
own.
Longer needed.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're gonna have to go another direction. Oh, you going another OB? Nah, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do it from here. Wow, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Ben, again, the math here. If there aren't, there have to be multiple sets of 20. I mean, think about that.
This is what the texter said.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is.
Except guess what time it is.
Shut up!
Y'all just think about that. Y'all just think about the rest of that clip. That's the funniest thing that's been texting us in a long time. It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Time for 16. Oh, man. Oh, no, you did not text her. You did not. I just want to, let me see this.
That's awesome.
You know.
You know, like Sean Kemp has that many, but it's with like.
Travis Henry.
He's got just as many baby mamas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Travis Henry like went to jail for child support numerous times. This is, do it, do it. What would Bruce do?
Smashed!
Yep, yep. It's been 10 months since the last one. Assuming a normal pregnancy, You're talking about basically 12 of the last 17 years pregnant.
She has,
like, that's what we're talking about. If they're all separate. Now, if there's no twins, if there's twins or triplets, then it's different. But if it's all individual pregnancy, we're talking about 12 years pregnant-ish.
Think about her wardrobe. Like, you know, when your wife was pregnant, she's borrowing maternity clothes and, you know, not everything's the most attractive in the world. You're just trying to get by. His wife, Sean Alexander's wife, is the opposite. She's like borrowing regular clothes.
just to get through this short period of time between pregnancies.
She's worn maternity clothes.
Oh, man.
Lot more than she's worn regular clothes for the last 17 years.
All right, ChatGPT is going to help me with this one. Okay.
By the way, I mean, all joking aside, Sean Alexander and his wife, I think her name is Valerie, they're an unbelievable couple.
Incredible.
I mean, they're salt of the earth.
He's
people.
Got a great testimony. Well, she does too, but his testimony is really cool.
I mean, I forget what their charity is, but they're real involved in a foundation that they started. I want to say it has to do with homeschooling, maybe. Shockingly.
Well, they would be experts.
But, yeah, so...
ChatGPT said, I didn't find any credible source saying Sean Alexander has twins or triplets. If you want, I can dig deeper to double check.
They are pretty protected about their kids.
I mean, we know
probably
that.
Don't go out in public very much. There's a lot of them.
You know, the question I have, this is under the Alexanders. On the ChatGPT front, how deep did you dig for me? If you're, listen, I put something in the ChatGPT. I expect that you dig as deep as it takes. I mean, don't we have that expectation?
Yeah, take another half second.
What are they asking me? We can dig deeper? I'm sorry, how deep do you normally dig, ChatGPT? Do I need to be asking for follow-ups every time I use your service? That rubbed me the wrong way. This AI man is telling me, he's asking me if I want him to dig deeper, and I'm assuming he's digging to the nether regions of human knowledge. I'm assuming I'm going all the way across the span of human knowledge, and maybe that's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't feel that way. Texas says they run a stretch limo transportation company for families of 10 or more kids. Had no idea about that.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. They do. I mean, wouldn't it make some money? You pick the right community, you pick the right spot, you pick the right city, you could do this. Texter says, that homeschool must be big enough to be Division II. Division II. Oh, man. Sean Alexander's family is going to play Bamberg Earhart. To ask Will Vandervoort who would win between Sean Alexander's family and Bamberg. That's, oh my gosh, that's phenomenal. Thank you for sharing that. That was a nice moment of levity. Now,
well, we do talk about a lot of athletes who have many kids, and while they're proud of their kids, maybe it's not the, you know, you know where I'm going.
They're
with
not
this.
Great situations.
They're
yes.
not great situations. In this case, it's a great situation.
Have as many kids as you want, like that. You don't have to worry about how they're raised. Here's a fun transition. When we come back, we're gonna see. What if Sean Alexander and his entire family have a miserable time watching Alabama this weekend? What does that mean? What are the stakes in Georgia, Alabama? We'll ask that question when we return. I need to tell you about Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. I kind of want to go back to Ingles again today. No particular reason. I just saw a lot of deals that I didn't have time to explore. I can't read this. I can't read this.
Dexter said Dabo would never run out of holders. Oh my God.
Oh. Oh no.
10 girls, 3 boys though. So.
Oh no. Well, look, we've had females in football before, Ben, in college football. Remember the Colorado kicker? Just give me an Alexander Holder. Just give me an Alexander Holder. I don't even know where I was going with that Ingles read. I'll just tell you there's great deals at Ingles. Low
Ingles
prices,
would love to
savings.
See Sean Alexander and family coming.
You doggone right.
They think of the points they could rack up with their advantage card.
I see teenagers working in there, making a living, and Sean Alexander's got some of those too. Imagine what they would save on gas. Holy Lord in heaven. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Stay with us. Hour 2 continues right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. If you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate, your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
All right, hour two continues. continues Out of Bounds. William Quagamosh, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us on the program. I said we were going to segue from Sean Alexander into Georgia, Alabama, and doggone it, we are. But first, I need to give you an update on the Ryder Cup. Right now, it's not all blue, which is nice. It's not all blue. Rahm and Straka are one up on Scheffler and Spahn. They won 2 and 3. They are now playing hole 5. Ben Griffin, Bryson DeChambeau tied with Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose. Cameron Young, Justin Thomas won hole 2. Ludvig Åberg and Rasmus Højgaard. I just need you to know that they do not need to put these dudes together. And look, y'all foreign language experts or whatever, I don't need to know what these are. These guys, you've got the O with the slash through it and Højgaard's name, and you have the little circle over the A in Åberg's name, and I just can't even look at that without thinking that we're reading hieroglyphics. Like, those are not letters. Those are hieroglyphs from, I don't know, King Tut's tomb or something. Anyway, the Americans won up in that one through 3, and then Burns and Cantlay beat McIlroy and Lowry in hole 1, so they're one up. Couple early leads for the Americans.
McIlroy was locked in this morning.
He gotta always give it is, to man.
Yeah, he was. He was solid today.
Have you seen?
I need bad McIlroy to show up to these things.
Have you seen the tit for tat between him and Bryson?
Yes.
Like not from before, like from this week, where Rory is basically calling Bryson an attention whore is basically what he's saying. And
he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
I like Bryson, but he's not wrong.
He's really not. But, you know, Bryson and Rory were paired up in the final pair and whatever. And Bryson said, you know, he wouldn't talk to me at all. And Rory's like, we're not here to be mates. That was how this kind of started. This is what McIlroy told The Guardian. Quote, I think the only way he gets attention is by mentioning other people. That's basically what I think of that. To get attention, he will mention me or Scotty or others. Close quote.
Ouch.
Somebody asked him about those comments, and he said he promised Luke Donald, the captain, that he would only talk about the European team, and sort of grinned at the journalist. Because I think they all know. But this is what you're talking about, Rory. The focus of Rory McIlroy. He says, quote, it's so easy to play into narratives this week and to get swept up in this whole rivalries and Ryder Cup and whatever it is. All I want to do is go and try and put blue points on the board. I don't care who it's against. End quote. Winner. That's why you win. That's why Europe beats the United States like a drum. Now, the home team has won like 5 in a row. But I think we can pretty well say, like, on a neutral, more often than not, Europe is beating the United States. Like, on a neutral course, mm-hmm. Europe is beating the United States, I think. Almost every time.
And I don't know why that is, but you're right.
Yeah, I really can't figure that out. Like, why, for example, what we talked about this morning. Like, the Americans just perpetually suck in foursomes. They just perpetually suck at this format, the back and forth. And the European guys love it. They play off each other so well. And I just don't understand that. This is a much better format for the Americans to even remotely have a shot. Georgia, Alabama, can I give you an injury update here? This is Pete Nakos from On3. He's got injury updates on several players. You talked about this. Alabama, not just Jam Miller coming back, but Tim Keenan mm-hmm. also coming back, the defensive tackle for Alabama. Those are big additions. Big additions.
They are.
Going into the Georgia game. Meanwhile, Ernest Green is out. The right tackle for Georgia is out today or tomorrow.
Just for the first half, I believe.
Let me see.
Isn't he the one that's suspended?
No, he is dealing with a back injury.
Oh, okay.
Now, he may be dealing with that too. But, yeah,
oh, you're right,
I saw a back injury. And so you're talking about either Bo Hewley or Juan Gaston, who's a young player they really like, could be playing a little right tackle.
I'm thinking about DJ Chester.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
For which, LSU.
That's another one. They don't have Chester in the first half, and they don't have Durham.
He's the one that was arrested for targeting. That's next.
Don't give them an out on that one, Ben. What's at stake in Georgia, Alabama to you? Do you know Kirby has only beaten Alabama one time?
I do know that. It could be a de facto playoff game, especially for Alabama, because they can't have another loss, because I do think there's other losses left on their schedule. This is almost view this as a must win for Alabama if they're making to the playoffs in some way. Now, I mean, the winner here is tied for first in the SEC, so there's always that pass. But I'm thinking in terms of an at large. I mean, Alabama still has to go to Missouri. They have Tennessee at home. They still play LSU. They still play Oklahoma, and still play Auburn. So, I mean, the odds of Alabama getting through all that is slim to none in my mind.
What I'm hearing you say is that Greg Sankey's going to be at a podium whining on December the 3rd.
Lobbying for a three-loss Alabama.
Exactly what's going to happen.
Because they already have a loss, this game is more important to them than it is to Georgia. But, I mean, at the same time, Georgia wins it, they're in great shape.
I didn't say this, and I'm going to reiterate. Georgia's my best bet of the week. Georgia laying 2.5 is my best bet of the week. It's my $50 play in the dock, because Georgia never loses this game. If Georgia wins by one or two, then I'm screwed. But I'm just assuming there's a lot more ways to win for Georgia by three or more than there are to win by one or two. With that being said, I want to put some respect, okay, with no T, on Kane Womack's name. Kane Womack, Tom Allen's defensive coordinator, Indiana, head coach at South Alabama. He is the primary defensive coordinator, along with Maurice Lenquist, but he's the guy for Alabama. Last year in 2024, Alabama, against ranked teams, they gave up, like, it was like 5.5 yards per play compared to 4.4 against unranked teams. But they gave up 385 yards a game. Good enough to win. You look at the different big games that they played. They gave up 20.8 points a game against ranked opponents last year at Alabama defensively. Now, I don't think that was an elite defensive unit, but if you're telling me that Georgia's going to score 21, I think Alabama's very capable of winning that game. I think Alabama can score more than 21. So I did want to point that out as something a little different than what we talked about yesterday, that for all the talk about Kirby's defense and maybe the vulnerabilities, Alabama had some vulnerabilities against Florida State, but they too have a really good defensive mind who's done a really good job as a defensive coordinator for some years at multiple stops that is coordinating the defense that now has his best interior defensive lineman available for the first time this season. That is a huge feather in the cap of Alabama coming into this game. We talked about the absence of Jam Miller already, but to get Miller and Keenan back, that is a significant boost for Alabama heading into this. With that said, I think Georgia still wins because Georgia always finds a way. But I do think when I was considering the way I talked about this game, I sort of talked about it and dismissed Alabama all the way yesterday, and I don't believe Alabama is worthy of dismissal. Total dismissal in this matchup. I just don't. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with that. This is a tough one because I think both teams have holes, and I'm still not certain what Alabama is. I feel a little better about Georgia than I did. I'm really interested in this one, and I do think playing in Athens always helps you if they're, and if the two teams are fairly even, then go with the home team. was sort of the strategy that I took here. You know, and I was just looking at the rest of Georgia's schedule. I mean, they're not underdogs in this one, but they're not going to be an underdog in any game left on their schedule.
No, I would agree. I think, but honestly, you look at, and I'm thinking if Alabama wins this, let me ask you this, because you talked about other losses on this schedule, okay? Because I agree with you on Georgia, 100%. You look at Georgia's schedule going forward, there is a clear path, especially if Texas continues to play the way they are, and the fact that Texas is a home game for them, and the fact that they had roughly 12 yards combined in two games and beat Texas twice last year. Like, looking at the box score of those Georgia-Texas games will make your head hurt. Then what if Alabama wins this game? If you are a kind of team that goes into Georgia and wins, aren't you the kind of team that also goes into Missouri and wins? Goes to Columbia, South Carolina, mm-hmm. and wins? Goes to Auburn and wins? Beats LSU and Oklahoma? And I mean, think about... Yes, I agree with you. This schedule is difficult, but if you can navigate this data point, as you're getting healthier, doesn't it open up lots of avenues to the SEC championship game for Alabama? Don't we sort of have to contend with that this week? Like I said, if they end up winning the game, which is a, I don't think they are.
Texter, I'm not picking on you when I say this, but I do think it is hilarious that we have a texter telling you that you are ignoring series history. Have you ever listened to Kwok and how he breaks down games? I mean, what's happened the last 10 times they met is a huge factor.
Let me just say this, okay? They've beaten Bama one time in recent history, including many games when Georgia had the better team. I'm reading this text. Amazing how many people are ignoring the series history. It's absolutely a factor. Okay, you know what? We have 90 seconds.
Of all people to say that to, you say that to William Quackenbush. Oh my gosh, he's already standing.
Let me just say, this is going to be the calmest standing rant, and just know that my heart is pounding in my chest. Ben, how many times has Georgia lost to Kalen DeBoer in recent history? Is it like 7 or is it 1 time? Like, here's what you have to do with series histories, people. You have to look at the fact that Nick Saban is a part of these histories, and Nick Saban ain't there. Nick Saban is Kirby Smart's dad, all right? Daddy's not there. Kalen DeBoer outscored Kirby by 1,000,000 points in a half last year and almost gagged the game. And Kirby took that personally. That is the history that I care about. You know what other history I didn't ignore is that Georgia has won 33 consecutive games at home. Yes, in the midst of losing to Alabama every game, they still managed to win 33 consecutive games at home. I do not give a flip about what Georgia did against Alabama when Nick Saban was the coach, when Kalen DeBoer is bringing an Alabama team in here. Because I believe that Kirby Smart has a Nick Saban problem more than he has an Alabama problem. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Hour 3 of the program is up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are...